This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today was the earliest the four of us have ever been here on the same day, I think.
Yeah, because you finally showed up early.
Jeff was here early.
Yeah.
I think Metro Jeff is a little more reliable than Carl
Jeff.
I was here first. I saw when you got here.
No, your bag wasn't there when I got here.
B, I was in here at like 8:40. I just did a bunch of work. And then I got a call.
Well, I didn't see you.
I was here. I
saw Jeff, and then Landfill was the last one to get here.
Yeah, Landfill. How does that
sound? What the hell happened to you, man?
You were last, dog.
Get here early, dog.
Last.
I mean, yep, I was.
Yeah. I walked by the little door. I didn't see the light on. See you bobbing with your little hat on.
Being last to be here isn't a big deal, except when I'm first to be here. That's when it feels like the world is kind of...
Well, I mean, when you get here first... Not very often.
Well, what's most remarkable is when I do get here first, I'm usually the last person to sit down for the show.
Yeah.
Because I get in the shower at like
9:54. You seriously need to go talk to somebody. You got some mental
About
issues,
what?
Though. You got some issues. You do everything like ass backwards.
I don't know that my timing is necessarily that.
Your timing?
Yeah.
Is ass backwards too sometimes.
How about this? I just got these odds.
What we got?
Now, granted, it's if he's traded, which is a big if.
Okay.
Who do you think has the top odds to land Matt Stafford if he's traded? This I found surprising.
The Giants.
No. Giants were close, 4-1. There's a team at 3-1.
3-1. I don't know.
Vikings, 3-1.
Well, now I can see O'Connell taking him and working with that.
Well, O'Connell was with him in L.A.,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
When KOC left here, he got the OC job in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, rather, and Stafford was there.
But why would Sean want to deal with Aaron?
I'm talking Stafford.
No, I'm just saying, because the rumor's still about Aaron going to L.A., I'm wondering, why would Sean want to deal with that?
What if Sean...
feel he could work him out?
One, there's always the I can fix him, right?
Yeah.
Every coach has that mindset.
Until you can't. Then what happens then?
What if Sean wants Kirk? Cheaper. Easier. I don't know why you're in a hurry to get rid of Stafford.
That right there baffles me.
Like, his cap number's high, but it's nothing outrageous.
His cap number is what all other
quarterbacks
are making.
Right.
Top nine. He won a Super Bowl for you. He is one of the better quarterbacks, and that's what they make. We can't work. I mean, I hate the fact that people use the cap number and whatever so much. Dude's still performing.
Totally. And maybe if it was a way, like if the contract was like Deshaun Watson's and it had 4 years left on it.
I can understand that way, but it's nothing close.
No, by 26, there's no guarantees left. You can release him next year with basically nothing. Now, the stats weren't overwhelming. He threw for a little under 3,800 yards, 20 touchdowns, 8 picks. He was really good, and then he was really good in the playoffs.
His numbers were down because what? One of his receivers was not always there.
And league numbers were down.
Let's be real.
Like, league passing numbers were down across.
Yeah.
Unless there is a concern that they know about, and I don't want to say, like, degenerative or anything, but Stafford has missed a lot of time over his career. He has played through a lot of pain, a lot of injuries. Like, unless they have some concern that they don't think he can go anymore. But, B, wouldn't you have the same concerns about Kirk after what we saw over the last 8 weeks last year?
Yes.
And wouldn't you have even greater concerns about Rodgers? But well, not just the
Rodgers,
injury,
Rodgers,
but the craziness?
Just, something's wrong with him mentally. I know one thing. Stafford, when he's on, he's on. And you just stated something. He'll play through stuff. Most guys not doing that. They're sitting down. He still battles. I don't understand that one.
I don't understand that one. White Brian, do you think there's a real chance he goes to the Giants? I've heard that bandied about.
Yeah, just because Dable and Joe Schmo got to save their job, and I think they think Stafford's the best chance to do that.
I got to say, I do support calling Shane Joe Schmo. That, unlike that dude that called in and called me Danny, that has my full support. I wonder if the Raiders with Brady couldn't make a play for Stafford. And then he's in Vegas, not far from Southern California. It's kind of just one big area. But anything else is a significant change for like his family and life.
You know what? The money that quarterbacks make, you can quickly adjust.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that, but he has made so much money already that they're probably well adjusted in L.A.
Well, then you go play and let us stay in L.A. She come visit you on the weekend.
You know how much money he's made? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying, especially if he's in Vegas, it's real easy for the family to stay in L.A.
Yeah.
And like when the Chargers moved north to L.A., Philip Rivers at that point, one, he had 100 kids, but two, he had made enough money and everything. His family just stayed in San Diego.
And he had a bus.
Yeah, he had a bus.
He was studying on his bus.
You know what?
His wife probably was happy he was gone because she every time he saw her, she was pregnant again.
All he had to do was look. You know what Matt Stafford's career earnings are?
How much?
You want to guess?
240.
North.
350.
364.
Wow. He's good.
He's been good. And, dude, he has.
But you know what? You know what happens when you make that type of money? You always feel like you still play.
He has a
some ball to it.
On his current deal, he's got 85 mil more to potentially be made.
Go get your money, dog.
That's crazy.
And wherever someone wants you, go play.
I don't know this answer. Who do you think has made more in their career, Kirk or Stafford?
I think it's Stafford. I think Kirk, if he had gone through it, he might have eclipsed him.
It's got to be Stafford. Stafford was like the last guy to get in before the rookie wage scale. He got that humongous deal.
Well, and Kirk was a fourth rounder and had to grind. But, on the front
and Stafford's played for 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah, Kirk's gotten close, though.
Kirk's almost at 300 mil. Yeah. 293 for his
career. Hey, listen to me. He should go in the Hall of Fame for contracts. He knows how to get it done.
For sure, for sure.
His agent, one of them, because they work the system, baby.
Landini, as the chief BS officer, do you buy this Stafford on the move stuff? I think White Brian is hoping for fan fiction that somehow the Giants get Stafford. I just don't see that happening. If you're Matt Stafford and you're on like a real winning team, you're not going to the Giants at this stage of your career.
Bruh.
Yeah, I can't see that. I mean,
what if they call and said, look, we're going to trade for you and we're going to work your deal. Give you a little extra. Hell yeah, he'll go.
the Rams were actually good last year.
Yeah.
I don't really get wanted to leave there.
But he may not want to leave, but they may want him to leave. You never know. And in that situation, you're going to go where you're wanted.
Have I told you my bold rumor prediction for next week in Indy? Because we're going to start hearing crazy stuff. That's where the crazies get their legs.
Maybe what you going to put out there, man?
I'm not saying to a specific place. I just think this Tyreek Miami situation, just foundation seems a little shaky.
So it's going to start saying he's coming here?
No, I'm not saying here. I think you and I are on the same wavelength. Like, don't want it. You can't coach, preach brotherhood, competition. Like what they have created
is special.
It's hard to make. Like, I think you got to be careful for everybody that wants these free agent frenzies.
I
think you got to be delicate with this, man.
You do. Listen, though, man, that's just, I think we have moved on, but we still think in the past, as I was every offseason. And now you have something totally new, and you had a great time. You watch how things is working. But I don't believe it's all the people that I saw on the road all the time. I think it's that small group that cannot get past where they were.
I think it's just fun and exciting to talk about free agency this time of year. You know?
I mean, I talk about free agency, but just wanting everybody that becomes free, that's not just talking about it. That's being stuck in the past.
Yeah, right now, it's not even talking about people that become free. People that are under contract to other teams that probably won't even become available.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, you sit there and you go, man, if Halle Berry was my girlfriend, she ain't gonna be your girlfriend. Don't stop going down that line. Just keep thinking on what you can deal with.
Brian Schottenheimer did turn down a number of head coaching jobs before he got the Cowboys.
Nobody offered him a job.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We don't know what level of head coaching.
Nobody turned down a job to him. Nobody offered him a job.
I led the country in three-point shooting percentage.
See, it's just the way you say things.
It's the facts.
No, you didn't.
Facts. Listen, man.
You shot one. They don't even count that person. You got to have at least a certain amount of shots. You
Mayfield's
shot one time.
Throwing stuff at me, man. Call HR. HR doesn't exist. Awesome sports night tonight. Just an absolutely awesome sports night tonight. I think the biggest game is going to be this hockey
game. I'm going to try and watch the hockey game.
Dude, I'm telling you, B, it's awesome. The last game was awesome. We'll see what tonight brings.